Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 26, 2013, and today we are discussing the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden. Ed Snowden, the NSA former contract employee, now whistleblower, and now at large somewhere in the world, has been charged with theft of federal government property, unauthorized communication of national defense information, and willful communication of classified communications intelligence to an unauthorized person. The last two charges fall under the Espionage Act. How ironic to charge Edward Snowden with spying by the world's biggest spy agency. Well, various officials of the U.S. government have been screaming their heads off and threatening the whole world, threatening Hong Kong, China, Russia, Ecuador, Cuba, anyone else within range. But the world laughs and thumbs its nose at Washington. The world seems to be enjoying Washington's problems right now. The U.S. rebuffed, as I said, by Hong Kong, China, Russia, Ecuador, and Cuba, despite the threats and the jumping up and down and chest beating, the world rebuffs them, laughs at them. The world seems to be enjoying the humiliation of Washington and Barack Hussein Obama. Can you ever in your life, folks, remember a time like this when communist countries lectured the United States and the world, even friends, seemed to enjoy our humiliation? The world's only superpower, owner of the total surveillance state, capable of reading the emails and listening to the phone calls of every single human being on Earth, powerless to locate and apprehend one man whom they have accused, in effect, of spying. Let's look at Hong Kong and China first, for an example. In response to U.S. demands, Hong Kong turn him over, they asked the U.S. in turn to explain its hacking of Hong Kong's information systems. China, outraged at U.S. hacking of its information systems, including land-based and mobile telephone networks, said of Snowden, quote, "It was his fearlessness that tore off Washington's sanctimonious mask." Think about that, folks. Washington's sanctimonious mask. This must especially have pleased the Chinese premier, who met with President Obama in the California desert just a couple of weeks ago and was lectured face-to-face by Obama on human rights in China, now referring to Washington's sanctimonious mask, pretending to be something, pretending to stand for human rights, and at the same time destroying and invading the human rights of every person in the world. The White House seems to be especially irritated and furious at Russia. It's demanded that Russia turn him over, and Russia responded that Mr. Snowden was at the Moscow airport, had not left the international zone, and so was not officially in Russia. Putin thumbed his nose at Obama on Snowden, just as he did on Syria. What about U.S. politicians? What do they say? Well, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, said Russia should support the rule of law. That's a good one, isn't it, folks? What a joke. What hypocrisy. Russia should support the rule of law, he said. Said it was, quote, deeply troubling, and that people may die, that terrorists may actually find out how and when we are watching them. People may die. Promised a negative impact on U.S.-China relations. There could not be business as usual with China now. The U.S. admits spying on the whole world, and people resent it. Everybody is upset about it, even friends. They are happy to see this mask torn from the face of Washington, and they are rejoicing in Washington's humiliation. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, now 1 year as a prisoner in the London Embassy of Ecuador, issued a statement referring to Washington as a global bully. Obama seemed particularly stunned by Putin's defiance and his harsh words. He mocked Obama's accusations of human rights violations. So here you have it, folks. This is what it comes down to. Vladimir Putin, ex-KGB official, ex-KGB spy, lectures Barack Hussein Obama, President of the United States, and ex-constitutional law professor and Nobel Peace Laureate. This man lectures him on human rights. Well, Tom Coburn from Oklahoma said, the U.S. is despised. Quote, the U.S. is despised whether you are a Democrat or a Republican. And that is what it comes down to. The U.S. is despised. The U.S. now, the world's greatest spy state, seemingly run by the National Security Agency with a weak and ineffective leader who seems to still have that million-dollar smile on his face as he says, this has nothing to do with me, folks. This doesn't touch me. Well, thank you, Mr. Transparency. Thank you for what you've done to America. That's the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, June 26, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.